Welcome to the Torah Factory. This is a unique place that takes garbage, maybe even worse than garbage, and turns it to the highest quality caliber of Torah. We take a goyish holiday and becomes Torah. What's on everybody's mind is what could we do for our brothers in Eretz Yisrael? And it's not exact because it's not our brothers in Eretz Yisrael. It's obvious that we're in the same boat. So what could we do about the situation? The Rabbeinu Bachaye, in Pashas Kisovoy, I believe, speaks about Ben Soyer Moire. The Gemara says that Ben Soyer Moire is Lehoyo Velo Nivro. That was a day. So, why was it written? Drosh Vekabascha. So, the Rabbeinu Bachaye effect. There is enough Torah. Why do we need another Pasha? It's Lehoyov, Lehnivo. You could say not a few shiurim. What's the Indian? So Rabbeinu Bachaye says, no, we have a big raver for that. When a person learns the Pasha of Mesir and Moira, so he's testifying that it's loyhoyer, but if there would be chas v'sholem such a thing, he is ready to be makhev his son, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So I said that maybe that's why we learn it right before Rosh Hashanah. Because when Rosh Hashanah comes, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Akedas Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for us the Akedas Yitzchak. What shaykhs do we have to Akedas Yitzchak? Avram, Yitzchak, where are we coming in? Why should we get credit Akedas Yitzchak? So before Rosh Hashanah, a Shabbos two Shabbos before, we learn the Indian of Ben Soyer Moire, which according to Rabbeinu Bachaye, it means that every Yid is ready for this Indian of Mesiras Nefesh, of Makriv Zan Esan. So by mail we have a shaykhus to Akedas Yitzchak. My boy said, the sakone is much more than physical sakana. Knives, scissors, guns. There's a spiritual sakana, if there's the right word. What we have here is going that are mamish, moisa nefesh, for what they believe is the religion. When we speak about Mrs. Nefesh, is a pshat to come to shul 10 to 5 in the morning to say some tilim, and it's dark and it's cold. Mrs. Nefesh. And those goyim, they do it mamish Mrs. Nefesh. It's crooked, it's stupid, it's wrong, but that's why they do it. So how much of a chiv do we have at least to do our Mesir Snefesh a little more, a little stronger, to take away the kitog? But Rabbi said, the Torah is teaching us, like they say, a gans of freilich. A person has to be besimcha. It's interesting. It says, "Tachas Hashem yovadetu es Hashem ogeru besimcha." Where does it say? In the Torah. In the Torah. There's no excuse for simcha, for not having simcha. And Rabbi said, when a person could bring himself to be besimcha, it's a gewalt. There's a gemara at the end of Masechet Tainis. The gemara says, "Kishem shem shenichnas of mematim besimcha, kach mishenichnas odo marbim besimcha." Omer Rav Popes, Rav Popes said, "Lefikach, Bar Yisrael, the Islay dine." The Akum, if Aid has an entire a court case with a goy, he should not have it an ov. Because the Ria Mazle, he doesn't have Mazle. He should have it when in order. The Bore Mazle, the Mazle is strong. Aboy said, I don't understand the whole Gemara. We're talking about yes Simcha, not Simcha. Who's talking about Mazle? Where's the mazel coming in? So you see clear that it works the other way. Not you be simple because you have good mazel and you make a lot of money and your health is good. That's why you be simple. It's starting the other way. If you be simple, so your mazel go up and then everything works out. Let me end up. Let's not miss another opportunity. The Gemara says that Mashiach comes by Motzei Shviz. I don't know exactly what Motzei Shviz means till when. I thought maybe Motzei Shviz, you know, after Shmita, there are in Yonim of Zman Abir, okay? So I was told that Esrogim is still Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So till Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's still Motzei Shviz. It's still, we have some dinim that have a shaychus to Shviz. I don't know, maybe still the fourth year, like Havdolah you could do till Wednesday. But Rabbi Yisai, let's not wait. All it needs is a little push. We don't realize it. Those that could see realize it. Let's make the effort and give this little push, and we'll go to the soil in Mashiach Tzedkeinu b'mehu l'minyan.
Brishus Rav Shadrisky, Rav Schoenfeld. It's always a big schuss to be here on Thanksgiving. I think it's been like around 20 years or so that I had the schuss to be here to share Divrei Torah on Thanksgiving. And Dr. Maybrook is not here today, and Brazil, and Dr. Horowitz, all the Hoshiva people that are here. So it's always a big schuss to be here. Okay, today I'd like to talk about certain inyanim regarding Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. So I basically divided it into seven sections, and hopefully that'll carry us to Zman Mincha, and then we could have a Mincha according to different shitas, and we'll discuss the parallels of in Halacha between Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. And the more that, you know, there's always more to say, but we parallel it in these seven sections. Okay, the first I called the Indian Mispar Haneiros. How many candles is one mechuyev to light for Chanukah, and how many candles are you mechuyev to light for Neiros Shabbos? So it's interesting that let's start with Shabbos on page 6. The Mechaber writes, "Heizor lasses neyofav yesh mechavnim lasses shtei psilos, echad neged zocher ve'echad neged shomer." So the Mechaber quotes the minhag to light two candles. Echad keneged zocher, ve'echad keneged shomer, and that's minhag nofutz b'Yisrael to light at least two candles. But what is the ikar hadin? What is the ikar hadin? So if you look on page 8 in the Kuntres Achron of the Alter Rebbe, on the bottom, in the Kuntres Achron. He writes three lines from the bottom of the middle. The first word on the line is Zochav Shomor Umash Mesham Behedya Tebelav Hachi Sagi Bener Echad Lechol Bnei Beso. The Neir Shabbos, all you need is one candle, Ner Echad. Chay Mash Meloshen Aram B'Shulchan Aruch Vein Larach B'Dover Aposher Demuvul Behedya B'Loshen HaMishka. Because what's the Loshen HaMishka? Sheshasninu Isartem Eiravtem what? Hadligo Es Haner. One ner, hadliku sheshaninu hadliku es haner velo hidliku neiros. So that's his diuk that meikar hadin neiros Shabbos is one ner to be meir, and that's sufficient. We have a minug. The Shulchan Aruch says to light two candles shomer v'zochor, but meikar hadin all you need is one there for the whole halakha. And then the minhag became to light more. If you look now in back in the Shulchan Aruch on page 6, so we saw the Shulchan Aruch says that Yehezor Lassos Shtei Psilos, and there the Ramah writes, Hagav Yicholim Lahosiv Lahadli Gimel Odalad Neiros, and the Mogad Avram says different minhagim. We know there's a common minhag that people have that they light keneged every of the Bnei Bayis. Those are minhagim that people have, but that's not the Iker Adin. The Iker Halacha is Ner Echad. Yisartem Eiravtem Hadliko Es Haner. One Ner, and then Zoch V'Shom. In fact, there is a whole discussion in the poskim in the Arkei Moshen whether it's proper to be mosif or not. You think, okay, why not be mosif? There's a whole discussion. The Darkei Moshe has it on this siman. You can look. I didn't put it in the packet, but the Darkei, the Ramah, and the Tur, the Darkei Moshe says it's not so pashut that you should be Mosif, because there's a discussion when you do something keneged something else. Like I'm doing two keneged Zocher v'Shomer. So maybe if I do three, I'm mekalkel the whole thing, because it's now I'm losing the symbolism. If the symbolism is supposed to be Zocher v'Shomer, so then maybe it should only be two. That's what the Lemaisa, the poskim, the Rosh, the Ramah quotes from the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, that by Malchiah Zichronus and Shofros. So even though over there it's also connected the you know the Tem Psukim, and the Gemara has a special connection as well. But there the poskim say if you want to add more Psukim, then you could. So you see that that's the whole discussion, that maybe if you add, you know, someone's supposed to be mechuvan, but if you add, it's not, you're not necessarily megareya. The Mamar Mordechai says that maybe it's proper if you add to have two candles that stick out as two, you know, like taller or something like that, and then have the other ones. But that's a discussion. In fact, the interesting discussion is the Magen Avraham here. First, the Ramah says Ha'isha sheshukha pam achas lahadlik madlechas kol yomim gimel neiros. Right, there is a din that's brought down from the Maril that if a woman forgot to light candles, this happens a lot, especially in this time of the year when people, you know, coming late for Shabbos, and they're lucky that they get in for the time, and then they get in, and then but she gets in punk by shkia, and she can't light candles anymore. So the Maril has a knas, that we make a knas to add a candle. So he says, if you look at the Darkei Moshe, it's not in the packet here, but the Darkei Moshe is mefakpek with this knas, because maybe we shouldn't have this knas, because if you're going to have the knas, then you're going to ruin the mechuvan. If the mechuvan is dafke to have two zocher v'shomer. And this knas is not in Shas. It's not found anywhere in the Gemara. It's not found. This is a Maril. So the Darkei Moshe is mefalpel in the tour whether he should. So it right. Well, Zocher v'Shomer is also not in Shas, but Lemaisa, you know, it's brought down in the Gemara that they would take two hadasim, echad keneged Zocher, echad keneged Shomer. So you're right. Even though that's not in Shas either, but the concept of doing it's in Chazal that the things of Shabbos are mechupol and things like that. So that has an earlier source at least of so if you want to be mechavin to this particular thing, so then maybe so in the end the Darkei Moshe is masik that lemaisa. That he has that Mordechai, that Rosh and Rosh Hashanah, that says you can add to Psukim of the Malchus, Zichronitz, and Shofras. So you see that you could add even though something is supposed to be Mechuvan. It's like, for example, a lot of people when they give donations, they give Chai, right? Chai to the Beis Knesset. But if you give 20, that's better. You don't say, oh, well, you're taking away the Mechuvan Chai. You know, 20, if someone wants to give 20, noch besser. You know, so if what?
Instead of two.
Oh, if she only lived one. Oh, so we're going to see. Right. So there's a discussion in the what the Rav points out. The Prima Gadim has this discussion. What if you light one? Is that also? If that's also part of the knas? So do we say l'chol apachas? You still got the mitzvah. Meikir hadin. So that's a discussion, and the Prima Gadim has this discussion. It's interesting. So this comes up a lot because people, you know, a lot of times people are running late, and Baruch Hashem, we're happy that they're not Mechal Shabbos, because especially this time of the year, all the Rabbanim get phone calls. You know, I'm running. What should I do? You know, all these, and you know, first the priority is you shouldn't Mechal Shabbos. I was once going with my family. We were going from Washington Heights to the Lower East Side, my in-laws lived there. We gave ourselves a good 2 hours on a Friday. It was a Shabbos Parshas of Eira, so a little bit later. And we got stuck in the... There was an FDR drive there was a tractor trailer wasn't supposed to be there, so they closed off the whole drive, and you had to go into the streets, and we were seeing what we can do. After a certain point, I said to my wife, "There's no way we're gonna get there on time." So our main priority is to park the car before Shkia, and that's what we did. We were 3 minutes before Shkia. We parked the car in the parking lot. We put all our stuff there, and then the kids insisted that we still have to walk to Safta's house for Shabbos. So then we walked, the two hours of walking till we got there. Needless to say, my wife didn't like the Neir Shabbos that Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Habari told me he's of the opinion, and I saw Rav Menzion Abashol also, that Bizman Hazeh, that we have lights anyway, that the room is going to be lit anyway, so he feels that you don't have to be makpid on the knas, because we're not sitting in the dark. That's a psak I heard from him. Not everyone agrees to that. So many rabbanim still hold from the psak because lemaisa you didn't open up those lights l'shem Shabbos, so then you didn't get the mitzvah. But he says that maybe the knas was only if he thought the knas is only if you're going to sit in the dark as a result. So therefore, that's the cooler that I. Because a lot of women, psychologically, they feel very, very distraught if in the rest of their life they're going to have to light this extra candle. So if I can find the cooler for them, so that's... Oh, right. So that's true. We'll see. Right. That's what we're going to talk about. Maybe we won't say anyway with my mother-in-law. Yeah, so... And then there's a discussion... when the knas applies, is it the dafka shochach? Is it dafka oynas? There's a whole discussion. The Mishnah of the Nash Klein has a truth on that. Okay, but that's in terms of So then there is another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is very relevant. On page 7. The din is in Reish Samach Aleph. Safek Hashecha v'Bein Hashmashos. So Bein Hashmashos is a whole that, come back another year, we could talk about Bein Hashmashos. But in America, where we were Makabel, even Hasidic circles, were Makabel that once it's Shkia, you're not going to do any Malacha. Even though if you're a purist, a Rabbeinu Thomas, and in Hungary there were many Gedolim that they say Rabbi Kiva Eger, who kept Rabbeinu Tam even Lakula. That means they were doing Malacha even after Shkia. For another, technically speaking, for the first 58 minutes, it's still Vadayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. In America, it was Makubal that we're not going to do such a thing. And even those that keep Rabbeinu Tam and Motzai Shabbos L'chumra are not going to keep Rabbeinu Tam L'kula. So because it'll be too much of a hefkervelt in America as it is, it's a hefkervelt. So it'd be too much of a hefker if people are going to be keeping Shabbos and driving in their cars after Shkia, which if you're, technically speaking, if you're a Rabbeinu Tam person, and that's, how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. So if you're a Rabbeinu Tam, you should get it Bein L'kula, Bein L'chumra. It goes both ways, but that's Makubal. So we're Makabal in America, that once it's Shkia, we treat that like Bein HaShmashos. Safek HaShecha, then we don't do any Malacha. Even the people who are going to keep the late Shabbosim and Matzai Shabbos, no. But there is a Halacha that certain things were Mekel during Bein HaShmashos. Certain things with certain coolers. So one of the coolers that we're making on Bein HaShmashos is Amir Lakum. That normally you're not allowed to get a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. There are certain heterim if he's only doing it drabanan, it's makom mitzvah, etc. But normally speaking, there's an iser drabanan of Amir Lakum. But says the Shulchan Aruch here, the first word on the line is a ruve chatzeros in the middle of the mechaber here.
Mutter lomer la'akum bein ha'shmosov l'hadlik ner l'tzorach Shabbos.
Right, if you didn't light Shabbos candles, or you need a light for Shabbos, for whatever tzorach you need for Shabbos, you can tell the goy to light candles for you, because even though lighting a candle on Shabbos is an issa daraisa, havara, it's one of the lametes malachas, but during Beit HaShemashos, so Yisrael can't do it because he can't do it. He's Yisrael. It's a safek hashecha. It's a safek haris. But to get a guy to do it, so during Beit HaShemashos is more kal. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a shaila. So how many candles could the guy light? In other words, if we say Me'ikar Adin, it's really one candle, so maybe the guy you can only allow the guy to light one candle for you for Shabbos, but maybe to light two, or to light, say, people who light many candles, is that nichlal in the kula or not? So Rabbi Kiva Eger here writes, if you look in the bottom in the small print here, he says, Benish, he says here, let's take a look. On the fourth line in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, the fourth line in the middle, when we call Mokum Sagi Bener Echad, Kimi Shloma and the Hainu Bechashecha, the Zain Heter Bechash Ner Echad, Haval Ben Hashmashash Yishloma the Hutter Afil Fil Harbos Neros, Ta Mikri Tzorach Shabbos, Befrat Lahadik Beis Neros, Ta Olam Nishorim Shalom Fachos Be Beis Neros, Echad Keneged Shomor, Echad Keneged Zocher, Echad Keneged Shomor. So he says, even though technically speaking, it should only be one Ner, because the Ikir Din of Shabbos is only to light one Ner on Shabbos, but nonetheless, he feels that that since the Minig is so strong to light the Zocher Keneged Shomor, so you could tell the guy even Beit HaShemashos to have the two candles, and that also would be permissible. Yeah, so that's a whole discussion in the Magen Avraham, whether you have how it works with the bracha. There's a Magen Avraham about it, and that's right. There's a whole discussion in the Poskim about that. Yeah, so he says, that's what he writes over there. Mikol mokum sagi b'ner echad, in ken yeshlomo d'haynu b'chashecha, z'ein hetek b'shiyesh ner echad. Aval b'ein ha'shmosh yeshlomo d'hut ha'afil l'harbos, neres tamikri tzorach Shabbos, frat l'hadlik beiz neres, olam t'horim shalom fachl. Yeah. Yeshlomo d'havi kemo ner yortz, chen yeshlo d'aktik.
It's
interesting
comparison to
a ner yortz,
it's like only a
minuk. Yeah. Right. The question is, but even then, it's probably there's a limit of what, it's only Latzorach, Latzorach. It's not just Stam, telling the voice just Stam to do anything. You know, even then, there's its limitations. So the question is, what's considered, what are the limitations? Okay. So that, Rabosai, is the question of Neir Shabbos. So Neir Shabbos, again, is one candle, Meikar Hadin, Isartem, Iravtem, Hadliku, Asaner, the minig of two candles, Echad Keneged Zocher, Echad Keneged Shomer, and then people have more minhagim to light even more, Keneged all their bonim. The simple pshat that's brought down is because Hazoher Benir, yellow bonim, Talbidei Chachamim, and therefore every child that you have, the son should be a Talmid Chacham, and the daughter should marry a Talmid Chacham, and then be a Talmid Chacham, marry a Talmid Chacham. So that's the simple pshat that's brought down where it comes from. There are some svarim, some poskim that write that maybe the minig became because when there were time that the women were especially the earlier times when people were sick, gave birth, and they were sick in bed for a longer period of time, and they weren't able to light Neiros Shabbos, so then they lost on the Neiros Shabbos. So each child was connected another knas. That was another idea of where it perhaps comes from. That's brought down in different svarim. Okay, so that's Neir Shabbos. Now let's go now to Neir Chanukah.
How many neiros do we have to light for Ner Chanukah? So now let's talk back to the first page. Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Ishu Beso. So Neiros Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beso, which literally means that there's one candle. Ishu Beso. Beso means Bnei Habayis, meaning yourself and all the people in the household are included in the one ner. But no one does that. Everyone is mahadrin, and mahadrin ner l'chol echad v'echad, and the mahadrin is ner l'chol echad v'echad. We light one ner for every member of the household. And mahadrin mina mahadrin, so Beishameh says you go in descending order, Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona, and Beis Hillel says you go in ascending order. So in the end of the day, the Tosis Hashita is Nir Luri in the Tosis Mahadrin, the Beisham Beis Hillel Chaim El Aner Ishu Beisum. So Bekitzer, the Shita of Tosis is that Mahadrin Min Mahadrin means you have one menorah in the household. You have one menorah in the household for the whole family. And that's all you need, and that's all you should have. That's Tosfos Shita, and that's what the Sfardim do. The Sfardim have one menorah. They don't like many menorahs. I prefer this minhag, but my children would never go for it. But my general Shita is the less fire, the better. So that's my general opinion. But so to have one menorah for the whole Ner Ishu Beso. And that's the sheet of the Balei Tosis. And the Rambam quotes the other opinion on page 5 here. The Rambam says, in Halacha Beis, well, you'll see he quotes both actually. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Ketzad harehoyu anshei habayis asora, Belaila harishon madlik asar neiros b'lel sheni esrim b'lel shlishi shloshim, and shenimtza madlik b'lel shmini shmonim neiros. So the Rambam Shita is that to light per day per the amount of people in the house. 10. So if there are 10 people in your house, the first night you light 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. This idea that we have from the Ramah that each individual lights his own menorah. In other words, the simple pshat in the Rambam is that the Balabais lights for everybody. It's not like you light each fellow, each boy, girl in the house lights their own menorah. The Rambam is one. So there are different reasons how it. But the Rambam brings this idea. It's Allah the Rambam. But in the end of the day, everyone is lighting, or at least the amount of neiros can get everyone in the household. But then the Rambam himself in Halacha Gimel writes, "Minag pashat b'chol areinu b'svarat shayu kol anshei abayis madlikim ner echad b'chol rishon mosiv v'holchim ner b'chol laila ad shenimtza madlik b'lel shmini shmona neiros bein shayu anshei abayis merubim shayu adam echad." In other words, the Rambam also recognizes that the minag pashat was what Tosfos said. The minag pashat is what Tosfos said, is that to light one menorah for everyone. But Lemaisa, the Ramah, quotes this idea of having the multiple, so that became the standard practice in the Ashkenazic communities, that everyone lights their own menorah based on the Ramah. And that's what the Ramah says here on page 4. The Ramah writes, Hagah, second line, Yeshomer, the call Echad of the Beso Yadlik. He says, the Rambam, Chayna Milk Poshet. And this is the famous statement of the Taz. The Taz makes a famous statement here in the end of the piece in the Taz, and Sivkot and Aleph, the last three lines. Yesh Chiddush, B'minak Shasvadim Nogim Ketoisvis, Ashkenazim Karambam. Hazel Matsinu B'Shar Mekomis. He says that you have a chiddush here because the Sfardim, usually the Ashkenazim follow the Balei Tosfos, and the Sfardim follow the Rambam. And here, we do the opposite. The Taz says that the Ashkenaz, the Sfardim, are following the Balei Tosfos, and they light the one menorah for everybody, and the Ashkenazim light the multiple, like some version of the Rambam. Even though I think Rav David Cohen once pointed out, I mean, it's not so simple. I mean, because the Rambam himself does quote the minhag of Tosfos, so it's not so, you know, to say like, oh, they're following this, because it's not like the Rambam didn't gorish that other opinion. So it's also found in the Rambam, you know, the minhag pashut. So I think that's what David Cohen might have once said, that the Sfardim are following also the Rambam, but it's the minhag pashut of the Rambam and not what the original. So that's the idea of how many neiros there are on Shabbos. So we'll talk more about that as we'll see. The big question is about husband and wife. Husband and wife. The husband and wife light. In other words, if you're a Sephardi, so you're only going to have one menorah for the whole household. So husband and wife and your 15 children is only going to be one menorah. And according to the but the only question is what about the wife that we'll see very shortly. Okay, so that's the first question. What's the Mispar HaNeiros? So we covered Hilchas Shabbos and then we covered Hilchas Chanukah. So now let's go to number two, Chiyuv Noshim. So Chiyuv Noshim. So let's again. So what's the Chiyuv Noshim on? When it comes to near Chanukah, so first we'll start with Shabbos, and then we'll go back to we'll get back to Chanukah. So take a look on page 17 in the Rambam. Here, so it says the Rambam, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Hadlakas ner b'Shabbos ein rishus imrotza madlik imrotza einu madlik. Lo mitzvah sheinu chayiv lirdof v'chadash yosenek gonei ruv chatzeres enotivas yadayim lachila el zachova. So he says, it's a chova, you have to do it. So what? Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayovim liyos b'vateim ner dolok b'Shabbos. That the chiv of Shabbos, of Neiros Shabbos, is both for men and for women. So what's this idea that the women light Shabbos candles? So in Halacha Gimel he writes, Hamadlik tzarech ladlik b'vod, yeah, v'noshim mitzuvas al dover zeh yoseh min ha'anoshim lufi shehein mitzuyus b'botim v'hein ha'asukos b'mlechas habayis. So he says that the reason why, in other words, there's a chovah just on the man as on the woman. But the woman, it became their domain. It became their domain because in the old style, the men went out and worked and the women stayed home. You know, that was the noshim was mitzuyas babayas. So all the things that are having to do, so the Neiros Shabbos was something with the bias. So that's their domain. That's their domain. So that's how the Rambam says where the practice became that the women, do the Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. But not to say that it's not a chovah on the men also. The man also has the chovah, but the woman actually carries out the Hadlaka. That's what the Rambam writes. The Yerushalmi also says a different pshat than the Rambam on page 19. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says, Hadlakas Aner, Adam harishon neiro shel oilam. Haya, shenema neiro lokim nishmas Adam. Vigarma lo chava misa. Lafichach masru mitzvas haner leisha. That Adam harishon is neiro shel oilam. He's the first neshama in the world. And his wife, messed him up. You know, she got him to eat to do the original sin, whatever. So she still, you know, she was mechaber neiros shalolim by making him sin. So every woman towards all the future generations is doing tshuva, or making up for that original chait. And that, so that's another tam, why the women lemaisa, why the women lemaisa are the ones who are doing the mitzvah. Oh, so there is a very interesting shaila. It's not a really a shaila lemaisa, but it's an interesting shaila in lamdas. That what's the pshat? Is the pshat that therefore we gave the mitzvah to the women? Well, no, the women, it's really the man's mitzvah, but the woman is she's like the shliach of the husband, so to speak. But it's still the man's mitzvah. You know, there is a question. There's a din in, again, it's not no gabbis manazeh, but it's an interesting halacha. Look on page 20 in the Gemara Chulin on Pei Zayin Amin Aleph. There is halacha of people who get whose domain is certain mitzvahs, right? So the din is like this: Tad Rabbanan, v'shachfach v'kisa, misha shachfach ichase. In other words, there is a din if you shecht a chaya or an oaf, not a behema, chaya or an oaf. There's a din of kisui hadam. So kisui hadam. So anyone, you know, you don't have who. So who's prerogative, who gets the first crack at doing the kisei adam? The shochet. Mishech shochat, hu yichase. So then the Gemara continues, and he says, keep going down. First word on the line is sheshofach. First one is sheshofach. In the middle of the line. Maise be'echad sheshochat v'kodom chaveru v'kisa. There was a case that somebody shechted, and he's supposed to, he gets the right to do the kisoy, and someone else chaptois, and he took away his mitzvah. The chiva Rabban Gamliel litein lo asara zehuvim. So that's the knas of asara zehuvim, that if you take away somebody else's mitzvah, there's a knas, you have to pay him asara zehuvim. We don't have knosses bezman hazeh because we don't have, we can't, because we need a smicha with a real smicha to have a knas. That's why we don't have kefil bezman hazeh, we don't have dalet v'hei bezman hazeh, because we don't have real smucha nish mipi ish and Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't have asar zehuvim. But that's the din. The din is that you have to pay asar zehuvim if you take someone else's mitzvah. So there is a discussion of poskim. What if, I never heard this case, but what if one Friday, the husband says, "I want to light Neir Shabbos. You do something else. I, you know, like today in the, you know, the world, the women want to do everything the men have. So the man wants to do. She wants to light. So is there technically the din of Asar Zehuvim? So the Chidah on page 21." He says, "In Kodam Ha'ish." Vehidlik. If the man was madlik neir Shabbos, he took it away from the woman, and we said that the two reasons that the woman does it, the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. So kadam ha'ish vehidlik ein leishto alav elataromus. So she can have a complaint, a valid complaint. Aval pshita she'enu chayiv l'shalem lo kedin chotev mitzvah the mishalem asar zehuvim. He says, but there's no asar zehuvim because it's not her mitzvah; it's his mitzvah. The kaven da mitzvah mutelas alav nami, or at least it's also his mitzvah. V'abayis v'ner shalom behechet heisin l'shalim. In other words, it's still his mitzvah. It's not like the minig is that the woman actually does it, but it's not really her mitzvah per se. In other words, the Rishalmi and the Rambam just explaining why practically do we have the women lighting the neir Shabbos, but lemaisa it's not like. By v'shafach v'chisa, it's considered that's his mitzvah. He's the first one with priority. It's gzeres hakosev v'shafach v'chisa mishe ishkat who yichase. So if you take it away, then it's asar zehuvim. But the chidah thinks that's not the case by neir Shabbos. You don't consider it that it's her mitzvah as opposed to his mitzvah. It's also his mitzvah. So I'm not recommending he does this, but if she still has a taromus. You know, so she still has a taromus that she's the one still supposed to do it, but nonetheless, he doesn't think he passed our zoom. However, it's pointed out in the Siddur Beis Yaakov of Rav Yaakov Emden on page 23. Take a look.
That's not the guy who said it.
Yeah. That's the same Yavetz. It's the same Yavetz. I don't know. Check. Check the years. Someone take out their phone. My shir, those guys take out the phone. They have the years. They tell me exactly when the years are. You tell me when the chidah was and when the yavetz is, right? Okay. In the meantime, we'll see what the yavetz, and he'll give us the exact years of the chidah and the exact years of the yavetz. So, in the meantime, look at page 23. He writes, "Al abal mutav hachanas neres Hashem psilus aisha tadlikim, v'kasavti b'chiburi." Shim kodem habal vehidlik tzarech l'shalim l'aschar mitzvah bracha yud zehuvim. So the Yavetz disagrees, and he says that if it's kodem and he was madlik, so he owes his wife asar zehuvim.
Perhaps the Yavetz is just relying upon the Rabbim, says that the mitzvah was given or transmitted.
Right, right. In other words, the Chidah also realizes that, but the Chidah is saying it doesn't mean that it was really given over. It's still his chiyuv. It's just that she's noyig to be moitzi him, but it's still his mitzvah. He's saying that maybe that it became her mitzvah. Yeah, do you have the date?
Chidah lived from 1724 to 1806.
Okay. And the Yavetz. Okay. Yeah.
That was the late 1700s.
Yeah. Yeah. You give me the exact. So 1704 to that was the chidah was 1724 to 1806. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good. So that's Neira Shabbos. That's Neira Shabbos. So again, Neira Shabbos, Meikar Din, it's both of those mitzvahs. And then we have a Machlokes Achronim, once the Rambam and the Yerushalmi say that it's given over to him, to what degree was it given over? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so it's good. Yeah. So Lach is near. Well, it could be just she has to make sure it's done. Okay. Well, so now let's talk about Hanukkah for women. What's the din of Hanukkah for women? So let's see the Gemara here. Yeah, take a look on page 2 here, the Gemara in Shabbos on Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Isha Vadai Madlika, Tamar of Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayovas ben Echanaka, Shaf Hein Hoyubo Sohanes. So, it's clear that this is the Chova of Ner Chanaka is by women have a Chova as well. So again, if you hold like Toysis and the Mechaber, that was one menorah for everybody, so there's one menorah for everybody. So everyone's going to be included. And the Pashtus is that if you hold from the Rambam, when the Rambam said that you light 10, 20, he means everybody in the house. Right? If you're with the Rambam himself, when he was talking about that the Baal HaBayis was lighting communion Anshe Habayis, it means everyone, every Anshe Habayis. The question is, this idea of the Ramah, that everyone lights separately, so some want to say that the same thing should be for a man and a woman, that they should both light. However, there's a famous comment in the Eliyahu Rabbah on page 9. On towards the bottom, the first word on the line is Habayis. Habayis is the first word on the line in that section.
V'nirli the ishto kegufo ve'enu b'chlal mahadrin. So the famous statement that the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, that ishto kegufo and is not b'chlal mahadrin. So many people are bothered by that, because ishto kegufo, how does that really apply to a chova? If you have a chova to do something, you don't say ishto kegufo so I can go, he had Megillah Esther and my wife doesn't need to hear Megillah Esther. Of course, you have your chiv, she has your chiv. You don't say ishto kegufo, so mehechi teisi to say that ishto kegufo, and therefore she doesn't have to light what you do. So I think the simple pshat is brought down, as Rav Gutman points out, in the Sefer Ola Shmuel on page 13. And I think if you say like the Ola Shmuel, then you can understand, because everyone's asking this kasha. No one's going to say, there's no shita that says ishto kegufo, then the woman is potter from Megillah Esther, just let the husband listen to her. Right, daughters, single daughters, it's not ishto kegufo. So they're mechuyev, right? They're mechuyev. The only discussion is when you have a married couple, should they have one menorah? So if they're Sephardim, for sure they can have one menorah. But if they're Ashkenazim, should they have one menorah or two menorahs? So some people, so the simple pshat seems that they should have two menorahs, because if they each one of B'nai Bayis, but many have the minhag not to. So what is that based on? So the Ola Shmuel says, let me say it outside first, and I'll tell you inside. Goodman says it in the Sefer as well. The pshat is like this, that it could be that Meikir HaDin, we really hold like Tosfos, that you only need one menorah. But we're noyeg to have the, like the, like the Ramah, like the Rambam, to have, but the minug to have everyone light separate is Betorah's minug, and they were only makabel that minug on the men, or on the not on the married woman. In other words, they were never makabel that. So they, since ishto kegufo, that's why they were never makabel to have a separate chova for the women. And but in other words, if the shita toises wouldn't exist, and we wouldn't hold from toises b'chlal, and it wouldn't be off the, then for sure it has to be that they would have to light a separate thing, or at least in the Rambam Shita, they would light keneged the married women as well. It's only he wants to say that maybe Meikir HaDin we really hold like Toisus, that it's one menorah for everybody. Ella when noheg to have more. So maybe the Kabbalah of the minug was only on the men and the single women, but not on the married women. So that's what he writes over here. He says like this. Second arrow. Umeyata afleshita zaram the mahadrin matlikin el cholechad mosiv cholchiv va'anu nogim kimosu mikol mokum enu ela min haga. In other words, the fact that we're following the Rambam and the Ramah is only a minim. Umeikara hachi kablilu alayu lahadlik lchol ish v'ish v'lo leisha. B'dibzeh anu somchim al divrei atosis.
And that would explain it. Because if you don't say like this, then it's very hard to justify why the minhag is, why many people have this idea that the married wife doesn't light her own minhag. Page 13. Yeah, Jake? Yeah, technically speaking, within Tosfos, she's just as chayiv as the man, and you would need one menorah for the whole thing, so Tosfos would say it could be either one. Could be like, the minhag is obviously we have the men, but yeah.
This time is an almanas. So an almana.
Yeah.
She will have to light in her
house. Yeah, right. By, if she's an almana. Right. She's an almana and Ashkenazi, then you'd. Right. Yeah, so we'll see. So, and then there's a famous piece in the Chasam Sofer on page 14, where the Chasam Sofer writes, V'amahadrin re'isi mishin iskasha. My time alone nehigi noshi didon liyosman amahadrin. My time will lotia be a mahadrin. He says, how come? He says, the custom so far in his time, the women were not lighting. So why is that? So he says, near lafi ani yizdaiti b'tchilik shatiknu near ishu beso pesa beso mibachutz nimtzu b'Yisrael mahadrin sheyotzu lachutz liku ba'atzman nosav al hadlokas shel balabais. As lo nimtza shum isha tiyem imhadrin ki ein kvudel atzeis b'chutz b'rushus harabim litusei erev. Right, that's his famous comment that originally Neiras Chanukah was lit outdoors, and it was a social scene. You know, it was outdoors, and you didn't light inside. In Eretz Yisrael, you have today that many people light outdoors. Some people maybe in Muncie or other places, also here in America, light outdoors. But the minig b'zman hazeh, we light indoors. We light indoors. We sakana ve'elach. We light indoors, and so it was a big dayan in Eretz Yisrael, dayan Devar Yoshua, dayan Ehrenberg. So he said that Yidavka should still light indoors. You shouldn't light outdoors. You light indoors. He was a big goyin. He was a big goyin, Devar Yoshua. And Rav Yashiv wrote a tshuva keneged. He says, no, the Bezman Hazeh, you could, in other words, it's not that you can't light anymore outdoors. You want to light outdoors, Bezman Hazeh. If there's no sakana, you can go back to the original and light outdoors. And Dvar Yeshua says, no, it has to be dafka indoors. He was a big goon, the Dvar Yeshua. They say that when, he said, when the Sama Rebbe wrote his Vayol Moshe, and neged the Medina, he says, I don't have Moira from anybody when I wrote. I'm only Moira from the Dvar Yoshua. That's the only person I have Moira from. You know, you should understand here's the godless of the Dvar Yoshua. But Rav Yashiv wrote a tshuva keneged the Dvar Yoshua. And that's in many places in Eretz Yisrael. They have the fish tanks and they light out those. You know, in Chutz La'aretz, most of us still light indoors. So they used to light outdoors. So Mamela, so what's this idea? In Kfuda Bas Melech, so therefore So if you look here in the Sefer Chaim Lachag, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman from Satmar, Big Talmud Chacham from Satmar, he writes that he quotes this Oyla Shmuel, this idea. Then he quotes the Chasim Sofer, and this idea that Minig was that. You know, the Mikra didn't we still hold like Toysus. So he says that if the Pshat is that Mikra didn't we hold like Toysus, but then we would noyheg to follow the Rambam, but they only accepted the Minig Lagabe certain people. So he says, if that's the pshat, he writes on page 16 on the bottom right. Ufize efshar lomar dafim ha'isha or abesula rotsa lahachmir or lahadlik ba'atzma kol sheyesh isha madlik ba'bayezeh I efshar lo levarech da mikar lo tiknu mahadrin le'isha b'kai gavna. Because if you want to say that it was done befarhesia outside, so then they never were makabel to do it for women. So then they can't even be machmer if they won't. Okay, I mean the minig is not like that. The minig is that women want to light, they light. But this is trying to be. Yeah, I think that what we said from the Ola Shmuel is the best answer, because if you just say ishto kegufo stam, then everyone, Rav Shechter says Rav Salvechik, he wasn't happy with that. You know, no one's happy with the ishto kegufo thing, because halachically, It's not, so the only way you could explain it is if you say like this Ola Shmuel, that Me'ikar Adin, we really hold like Toisus, and we just were Makabel to do like the Rambam for the Ashkenazim, so they only Makabel to a certain degree. Okay. Yeah, the Chassam Sof would apply to any woman. Right. Okay, so that is Chiyav Noshim. So now let's get to the third thing, Hagdoras Bnei Habayis. Who is called the Bnei Habayis? Meaning, we said in Hilchas Shabbos, you only need one candle for the whole Bnei Habayis. You only need one candle. And Hilchas Chanukah also, one candle for the whole Bnei Habayis. So, what is Bnei Habayis? Who is the simple pshat that the Bnei Habayis are people who are being supported by the Balabayis. Anyone who's being supported by the Balabayis, well, his children, his wife, his children, they're considered the Bnei Habayis. And therefore, they're included Me'ikar Adin. So if you're supported by your parents, so you're Yotze with their Neiras Shabbos and their Neiras Chanukah, right? Again, if you're a Sephardi for Chanukah, so that's it. It's only one. There's only one candle. See. So there is a din in the Gemara. Let's take a look. Let's look now in Chanukah first. Take a look on page 2. Well, we want to find out. We're going to do now Gimel and Dalet together. Gimel and Dalet together. In other words, question is like this: there's Bnei Habayis and there's Achsanoi. So Bnei Habayis is your automatic. You're part of the household. You're nichlal in the hadlakas neiros of the household. You don't have to light your own Shabbos candles. You don't have to light your own Hanukkah candles. Bnei Habayis, B'ikar Adin. But just for Ashkenazim, that everyone lights separate Hanukkah candles. So even though you're Bnei Habayis, you still light Midin Mahadrin. If you know, even though you're part, you're being supported by your family. So the Gemara says like this: I'm Rav Sheshes. But what's Achsanoi? Achsanoi means you're not Bnei Habayis. You're a visitor. You're an Achsanoi. You're not Bnei Habayis. So Achsanoi on page 2. He says I'm Rav Sheshes. Achsanoi chayev Bnei Chanukah. So Achsanoi is Chayiv Bnei Chanukah, meaning he's not part of the Bnei Habayis. So therefore, he's not Nichlal in the Hadlaka of the Bnei Habayis. So what does this mean? So the word says, Amar Avzeira, Mereshki Avina Bei Rav, Mishatafta Befriti, Mahadei Ushpiza. He says, originally, when he would go away to learn in the Bei Rav, and he would go away to learn, so he was a single fellow. So he would mishtatev bepruta because he had to light his own neiros Chanukah. So he would mishtatev bepruta, and that's how he would yotze. But bosad the nesibi itso. But after I got married, amin nahashta vade lo tzrichna ka madlika alai bego beisai. So you have to realize they used to have this thing. It's not so necessarily what we do b'zman hazeh, so recommended. But in those days, Chazal, people would get married and then they would go away to learn, like for 3-4 years. You know, it would be unheard of. There's a whole discussion in Hilchas Puravu, or you're allowed to be matka Puravu, but that was the metzias. So the same thing over here. In other words, when he was single, he went away to the yeshiva, so there was no one lighting for him. And assuming that there was no parents in there, the way some assume, so he had a light on his own. So he was mishtatev bepruta. He said, but after I got married, so you got married, so you're with your wife. No, but he still went to yeshiva. He was still in this out of town, so she would light for me, so I didn't have to be mishtatev papruta. So what's this idea of mishtatev papruta? So there's what I call the pashup shot and the I think more mechudish tikkup shot. The pashup shot, I mean, the question is, why was he mishtatev papruta? Why didn't he just light his own candles? The pashup shot is because they didn't have, like today, these manufactured candles. The guy was away in yeshiva. What does he have candles? It's not like you can call up the Tells yeshiva, send me a box of candles, you know, send me a charoset, send me your candles. They didn't have that. So, but he had money in his pocket, so that's the simple pshat. But in a chenami, if he had his own candles and he wanted to light his own candles, so he could light his own candles also. See, but Rav Soloveitchik, in his mind, you can't say a balabatish pshat. So everything had to be lumdus. So his thing, so Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter pointed out, he said, no, it's that this is not your bias, so you can't really light. So you can only light agav someone else whose bias is, so you dafka have to be mishtatev papruta, and you can't light on your own. So that's a chiddush to say such a thing. That's his shita, Rav Soloveitchik, that if someone goes away for Shabbos or something like that and wants to light Neiris Chanukah, they can't bring their own menorah, they dafka have to mishtatev papruta. The pashup shot is not like that. The pashup shot is he didn't have his own, they didn't have Neiris to travel with, you know, so you went to somebody's house, so you mishtatev papruta. But the point being is that an achsanai is not part of the Bnei HaBayis. Achsanai is not Bnei. So that's what we have to define. To say Bnei HaBayis, they're included automatic. They're included in the Neiris Shabbos automatic. They're included in Neiris Chanukah automatic. Unless you hold, like the Ashkenazim, that even though you're Bnei HaBayis, so then you Yotzei the Iker HaChova, but you still have to like Midin Mahadrin. Yeah.
Yes, so therefore what?
So the pshat is that the pashup pshat is that you, as Rav Goodman points out, that you give him a pruta, so you have a chelik of his shemen.
Like
you kona a chelik of his shemen.
That multiple people could have parts, put shemen in one person light, and it goes to multiple people.
Oh yeah, you see it. This is it. So the pashup shot, Rav Soloveitchik was into that. A woman quotes in a sefer that you're buying a chelik of the house, but that's not the pashup shot. The pashup shot is that it's you've been koina a chelik of the shemen, and therefore you're part of his mammon of the shemen, and mamela that's. Rav Soloveitchik learned maybe a different way than someone quote that you're buying a chelik of the house, but that's not the simple pshat. Oh, so the Prima Godim here on page 27. Go. He says like this: V'da, d'achsenoy tzorich lahadlik d'lotayim akevin she'ochel al shulchan balabayis k'nei beis odomi. Was the guy is coming to you for Shabbos, right? So he's coming to you for Shabbos Chanukah, and you're providing him all the meals. You're providing him a bed and meals, and right? You're not charging. It's all for free. So is he considered bnei habayis? So says the Prima Godim, no. Why? Kaven to Orechu, Lamachar Yelech Lebeiso. Tzarech l'shtatev b'pruta. Well, no. Machi yelach beisav means tomorrow he's going home. Tomorrow he's going home. In other words, he's saying like this. If that's why he has the mishtatev. No, he's saying like this. If you're a part of the b'nei bayis, you're a kavua here. You live in this house. You're a kavua here. So then you're the one of the b'nei bayis. So then you don't have to light your own me'ikar adin. You're yotze with your father's menorah. Ashkenazim not, because Ashkenazim have a din mahadrin. But say you're a Sephardi, so then you're finished. You're good. So now, what if you go? What if you're only coming for Shabbos? You're not a kavua here. You're coming for Shabbos, and he's going to be very nice to you. He'll give you all the meals and all the hospitality in the world. But Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, you're gone. So then, that's called that you're an achsanoi, and you're not b'nei habayis. If you would be there kavua, that was you're living here. This is where you are kavua. You're living here, you know. Then you're considered b'nei habayis. But if you're only here for l'mocha yelech lebeso, so he's saying that makes you achsanoi, and therefore you're not yotze automatically with what with his neiros, unless you mishtatev b'pruta, because achsanoi has to be mishtatev b'pruta. But a bias is a freebie. Doesn't have to be mishtatev b'pruta.
But I think that makes it clear that the shtapas is the pruta just to establish your residence.
No, because it's not your residence. It's the question whether you coin a chelik, that's your bias. But I don't... meaning...
The next line brings down the revolution.
Yeah.
That it doesn't have to give
a shir. Masha she'il tzorech liten shir k'shem chatzi shah. In other words, even if you give a little bit, is enough. Right. In other words, don't think that you have to give. For half an hour. So because in other words, you're saying, you see from there, it's a din in the shaman. Just the chiddush is, you might think that every person has to have the shear of a chatzi shon on the payment of his own. Kamash b'lana. Okay. So that's.
Days.
1 second. So that's the. Well?
One puta good for many days.
Well, do you have to do it each time? But, however, that's the prima gadim. The Gan HaMelech, that's the Ginas Verodim. It's from the Gedol Echronim. So he seems to say, the way the poskim understand him, is that no. That anyone who comes, you invite anyone to your house for Shabbos, as long as you're not charging him. You're giving him free room and board for this Shabbos, he's a b'nei habayis, even though tomorrow he's going home. And he doesn't even have to be mishtatev b'pruta. He says, ha'achsanoi b'chayv l'shtatev im b'nei habayis b'pruta, im yesh lo cheden l'atzim tzorech la, ha'ni yazdai davka v'achsanoi sh'nosin ha'yitziyan l'bal habayis. In other words, if you're an achsanoi, meaning you're coming into an inn, and then you're paying, so then you're an achsanoi. But if you're getting free room and board, somebody comes to your house for Shabbos, free room and board, then they're not. As mechayv l'shtatev, yesh lo cheder l'atzmo, mechayv l'hadlik l'atzmo. V'nachsenai somach l'shulcha b'ayabayis l'gamrei, v'pito yochal v'bichoso yishta, ain't tzorech l'zeh klal. Ki ha'balabayis d'kamehani lei b'chol tzorko. So the Gan HaMelech Shita is that... that the difference between Achsanai, in other words, the Prima Gadim says the difference between Achsanai and Bnei Bayis is that the Bnei Bayis are there b'kvias, and Achsanai is only there for so therefore the Bnei Bayis are covered memela, and Achsanai is not there b'kvias, so he has to pay. The Gan HaMelech says no. Even if the way some explain the Tefila Moshe explains, even if you're there for one Shabbos. But they're not charging you. They're giving you free room and board. So now you're a b'nei bayis, and you don't even have to be mishtatev b'pruta, and you're not even considered achsanoi. For that Shabbos, you're considered b'nei bayis. Oh. You have to give it. Now the Meiri, so how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Pri Megadim, or do we paskin like the Gan HaMelech? So most seem to paskin like the Pri Megadim. Most seem to paskin like the Pri Megadim, that you have that Achsenai means if you're leaving the next day, then you're an Achsenai, and Bnei Bayis is if you're there Bekvias. However, there's a Meiri here on page 30. He says like this: Chachmei atoysis kosu sheshnei balabatim adorim bebayis echav smuchim ashulchan achad afil ben gadol venosoi bebeis aviv tzorach lhadik lushtatif. He's by his father. He's married already. He has to be mishtatif. He's coming for Shabbos Chanukah. He says Zohar Shnia ain't a nearest klal. Shelo nemru hadvarim ela bezarim sheinu mechlal bnei abayis. For koshu mechlal bnei abayis ain't tzorach klum. So this psak I heard from Rav Yitzchak Abadi. He told me that when I go with my family to my shver for Shabbos Chanukah, or to my parents for Shabbos Chanukah, that I don't have to even mishtatef pruta, and that seems to be what the Meir is saying. That there's a machlokes between the Gan HaMelech and the Pri Megadim. So the middle shita is to say that if you're a stranger, so then you're not considered bnei habayis just to be the stam. So then you have to be mishtatef pruta. But if you're not a stranger, and you're the mishpacha, and you're doing there for Shabbos Chanukah, and then of course they're giving you a free meal, and then you're considered bnei abayis. You don't even have to be mishtatef bepruta. Okay. Well, so now there's another nekuda. Take a look on page 31 in Shulchan Aruch. See, this halacha mishtatev bepruta also applies to near Chanukah, to near Shabbos. So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha vav. Bachurim hacholchim lilmod chutz lebeisam. Tzrichim lehadlik near Shabbos bechedron. Ulvar chalav. Oh, so what is churim? So in our colloquial language, somebody who's not married is called a bachar, right? But so that's how the nesivus, the Derech Chaim, he learns that that's the pshat over here. Bachar means you're not married. But if you look carefully, that's not the pshat. Bachar just means you're a young guy, even though you are married. You're a young guy, and that's the pashat pshat. And I told you before, that's what the Shulchan Aruch always talks about people, the young marrieds. Again, we don't recommend this b'zman hazeh, but that they used to leave their home, you know, for a couple of years to learn, and their wife would be, people have a problem with uman, you know, the people, you know, elul, they say, people say, ani l'uman v'ishti levad. You know, but people are tiny, you know, going away for Rosh Hashanah. But yeah, they used to go away for, you know, years to learn. So the bachur mahochim lumo chutz lebeisam tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbos bechedron ulvar chalav. However, mishu who eitzel ishto ain't tzorich lahadlik bechedron ulvar chalafisha ishto mevareches bishvilo. So that's the din, that if you're home with your wife and she's lighting candles, even though there are other places in the house to light, you know, and you might be lighting or putting on, you know, candles or electricity or whatever at different places, still, you yotze with habracha. The chiddush is that Rav Chaim Noah has a good discussion about this. The chiddush is, even though you're not standing next to her, listening to habracha, you're still yotze with habracha.
Why is this like ishtuk abesam?
Yeah, in other words, she covers the whole bias.
Including her husband.
Yeah. But then he says, "Fish ishnu mevarchas lo b'shvilo." And then he says, "Oreach halacha zayin she'elo cheder miyuchad v'gam ein madlikin lo v'beiso tzarech lishtatef b'pruta." So now, Hilchos Shabbos, how does it work now? You're going to somebody's house. You're going to somebody's house for Shabbos. So, and no one's lighting for you. Because you say you went with your wife for Shabbos to someone else. So if you have a cheder miyuchad, then technically speaking, you're supposed to light in the cheder hamiyuchad, right? In other words, but so now usually they give you a cheder miyuchad when you go away for Shabbos. They give you a cheder miyuchad, but no one in his right mind is going to take candles into the bedroom and light in the. But technically speaking, that's the din, that if a reach, they have the chiyuv of lighting near a Shabbos. So if, but he's. He's lighting it b'veso, so there's no one lighting it in your house because either you're not married or you came together with your wife. So if you have a cheder miyuchad, you're supposed to light in the cheder miyuchad. If not, you mishtatef b'pruta. Most people have the minhag that they light up candles, they put up extra candles but let me clarify this. In other words, we said before that if you're part of B'nai Beiso, so then you Yotzei Chiv Chanukah with B'nai Beiso. That's why the Rav Avadi Yosef has a psak that if you're a yeshiva boy and you're away in yeshiva, you don't have to light Neiros Chanukah because your father is lighting for you, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael and he's in Milwaukee. But what? No, Rav Avadi Yosef. Right, for Sfardim. I said for Sfardim. You have to, they're Yotze with, because you're Somech al Shulchan Aviv, so you're part of B'nei, and then and you don't have the Chov of the Mahadrin. So in Sfardic Yeshivas, a lot of them follow the Shita, and then the Sfardic boys don't have to light Bechlal. Because they're Somech al Shulchan Aviv, and they don't. Rav Yitzchak Abadi, however, doesn't like this psak. He's very not into this psak because he holds a whole different thing. He holds Bezman Hazeh that we're lighting for the B'nai Bayis. We're not lighting for the B'nai Rishus Harabim anymore. So then, if you're not by the Neiros, then you're not Mitzuruf. You see, Bezman Chazal. That was you lighting outside for the B'nai Rishus Harabim. So as long as you're part of that household, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael now, but you're part of that household, Yosef. That's Rav Avad Yosef's psak. And Rav Yitzchak Abadi said that only applies if you're at home. But if you're not, then you have to light Meikar Hadin, even though you're Sfardim. But most follow, a lot of them people follow, over the Sfardim follow Rav Avad Yosef's psak, and therefore they don't light. They don't light when they're in yeshiva, which solves a lot of problems because there's always a whole discussion: where do you light when you're in yeshiva? And the Ashkenazim, it doesn't make a difference because the Ashkenazim, even though you could be yotzei the ikar adin with your father, but you still have a chova to light mahadrim that everyone has to light. So then you have to light within mahadrim. The Trumas Hadeshin has an interesting. There's an interesting piece in the Trumas Hadeshin. Where he says. What page is the Trumas Hadeshin? Try to find it. 10, page 10. Here, so the Trumas of Deshu says, "Achsenai shu nosui, roshai hu lahadlik bebracha chus lebeiso olo." Whereas, so the din is by achsenai. So say a husband has to go in a way. I remember once I had a Siddur Kedushin in Chicago once on Hanukkah. So I was an achsenai for assuming like the prima godim. It was an achsenai. So married. So should I light my own menorah or not? So the simple pshat that Gemara says that when you're married, you yotzei with your wife, right? That's what Rav Zera said. Originally, he used to light, but he's yotzei with his wife. So the Trumas Hadeshin says that even though we said before that husband and wife should not both light, right? That's what many poskim say. But he says, and there's no din mahadrin. There's no din mahadrin. Many say, again, there's some that say that they still both should light even if they're together, but many say not, and we're trying to find out what's the svara. We said the Ola Shmuel and the different svara. But the Trumas Hadeshin says on page 11, Obna mitam mahadrin efshav yitachin shapir damel lahadlik bebrocha ki hai gavna. He says that even if you want a taina that there's no din mahadrin between a husband and wife, and we said the Ola Shmuel says, because mikra didn't be anyway be passing like choices, and it's only a din what? A minug to follow the Rambam, and they were in Makabal the minug for husband and wife. He says, but that's only if the husband and wife are together. But if the husband went away, then he could do mahadrin. Then he could do mahadrin. So that's what I did, because so mech on the Trumas Hadeshin, and also Rav Abadi held that I'm not yotzi with my wife, because his shita is that bizman hazeh you're lighting for bnei beso, so then you have to be there. And if you're not there, you're not mitzurah. And that the Gemara of Rav Zeira is only when they used to light outside for the Bnei Abayis. Rav Abayis sheet is a kula and a chumra. It's a chumra that you only yotze if you're there, but it's also a kula that wherever the Bnei Beso are, Rav Abayis holds you could light. In other words, there's always a shayla. You're going to the Hanukkah party by the aunt, and she's making a Hanukkah party, and you're going to be there. So could you light Bitzman Hadlaka, and the whole family's there? So many say that you can't light there because that's not your bias. Rav Abadi holds no. It's no dinner bias. You're lighting for Mendel Zilber also holds this way. You're lighting for the Bnei HaBayis. So if the Bnei HaBayis are together someplace else, then you could light for them also. That's his cooler. Rav Abadi's cooler. But the Trumas Hadeshin said that even if you say there's no din mahadrin, there's no din mahadrin for ish for ishto, that's only when they're tzuzam. But if he's away, then midin mahadrin, he could light and she could. So that's what we did. In other words, my wife lit the menorah in New York, and I lit it in Chicago. No, equal. Better to light now. Bishas, again, many people don't. There are people that are purists, like the Shechta and others, that bias. They're, you know, and they're gonna. But others, there's, you know, it comes out also in chasinus. Some people that are chasinus, they do this, you do this favor. They have these the menorahs lit up. If you want to, you know, because sometimes you have this chasinah that's mamished in the time of the hadlaka, and you have to leave before plag mincha to get to the chasinah, and it's a whole. So some people have a reminder and they light when they come back, because they hold that you need the bias, and if you don't have the bias, you can't light any place else. And others hold if you're lighting midin mahadrin, or you have the whole bnei bias there, you can even light at the.
My question holds that you're traveling, there's no one home, your house, you're traveling, you're you don't have a bias.
Yeah, right. So that's a question: whether if you need it. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. They say you're one of these homeless people. Can you just light on the park bench? Or not. Yeah, there's a famous marsham about the trains. They used to have these trains that would go from town to town. Could you lie? Is the train of a din bias in the marsham? Okay, so okay, now let's talk a little bit. Okay, so those. So we did Hagdaras Bnei HaBayis and Achsenai, what those things, and now let's go begin the Hagdaras there. So let me preface this. Oh, wait, before we get to that, two more things I want to say before we get to that. And that is two things. One thing is Minha Chabad. The Rebbe was very into single girls lighting Shabbos candles. He was very into that. That was a big, big thing for him. And others think it's not right. Others think that because they're going to light their own. And we said if you're together, if you're part of Bnei Habayis, which the girl is, so then you're nichlal in the. We saw that the Shulchan Aruch says you're nichlal in the hadlaka of your. And it's interesting that it's dafka the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I'll show you the irony of this. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Shulchan Aruch Harav that we saw at the beginning, it's all, which is to me is very ironic. Take a look on page 8 on the bottom in the Kuntres Achron. He says the Alter Rebbe says like this. He says Zeh Poshut the Bnei Beiso Einam Tzrichim Ner L'Chol Echad Ve'Echad. He says, when Neir Shabbos is only one for the whole, you know, you want to, but you don't need Neir L'chol Echad V'Echad. Afil B'nei Chanukah, Amru Yishu Beisu Mahadrin Sham, Hainim Shum Pirsu Minisa. In other words, by Neir Chanukah we say L'chol Echad V'Echad. That's why Pirsu Minisa. For Neir Shabbos lo Eshkechan Hidur Zeh. But Neir Shabbos, you don't have such a Hidur by Neir Shabbos. So, so that's the question. Whether so, it's interesting. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is the one who wants the girls to light, but his Poshut Pshat and the Alter Rebbe is that no, that you don't have an idea. But by Ner Chanukah, you have an idea that everyone should light their own menorah according to the Ashkenaz and the Rambam. But Ner Shabbos, you don't have such a thing. It's one Ner for the whole bais and one bracha, right? Even the husband who could light. But if he's together with his wife, it says Beferish and Shulchan Aruch not. So he was into, you know, the idea of a Pi Kabbalah. It brings more light to the world, of face. So then you have this other halach on page 31 in the Sif Ches. He says, Beis u'gimel balabatim ochlim b'mokim echad. Say you have a couple of balabatim eating together in the same place. Yesh Omrim Shechalechem Mevarach al Menor Shalom. So the Yesh Omrim is that they could all, each one light their own Shabbos licht. Yesh Megangim Medover. In other words, and what's the reason? Because there's the Tosefis Ora, that each one is giving a little bit more or. Yesh Megangim Medover. So this b'chlal is a question, you know, when people, like we said before, you have a married couple comes to you, so then they say they're coming for Shabbos, so they're lighting there, they set up their own things in the same room, so could they? So that's the Beis Gimel Balabatim, Ochlim B'Mokom Echad. So you make a bracha on Tosefis Ora.
What if your body is on a couple for a day with the first part of the
week? Oh, so we'll see. So Beis Gimel Balabatim, Ochlim B'Mokom Echad. Yesh Omer Shekolechem Mevarach Al Menorah Shalo, V'yesh Megagim Medover. So, it's a chiddush bechlal that we let people, we set up a couple of licht, Shabbos licht for the other, the son-in-law, the daughter-in-law, they're coming for Shabbos, we set multiple, because it's a Tosefis Ora, he says it's a shail of Sofik brachas. So someone to say, so the Lubavitcher women could rely, the girls could rely on that. But others point out, like Rabbi Harfenis, that in the Tehillah LeDavid here, what page is that? On page 29, says that Nochel Lizar B'Safik Brachas. Because of Ramav, Anu Ein Nchora Hayad Nira Dehayu Davkik Shochelchar B'nei Bais. In other words, it could be on page 29 that the din in Shulchan Aruch that you could have multiple people making brachas on Neir Shabbos is only each one is their own balabais. So then they could. But if you're from B'nai Beiso,
you're the girl, you're the, from Bnei Beiso, so then you're not your own balabais, so then maybe this halacha shouldn't apply, but in the end he says that people are annoyed even for them. So that's one of the reasons that Harfus pointed out that there's so much on this idea that the girl likes Tosefus Orah, but it's a, I don't know, unless somebody is mamish follows all the minhagim of Chabad, I wouldn't recommend the, you know, the single girls to light their own Shabbos candles. It's a chiddush. Okay, if you follow all them in hugging, then someone recently asked me a Shiloh about a but the married people do, and then they come and then they light their own candles. Someone recently asked me, what about a woman's grusha, and now she comes home. She was married for a little bit, it didn't work out. Now she's divorced and she moves back into her parents' home. So should she light her own Shabbos candles or not? So that's the discussion in the on page 32, the Eshel Avram from Buchach. His name was Warman. That was the Rabbi Warman from Kew Garden Hills, who passed away. Was from the same. That's the same mishpacha. So he says that perhaps he writes a lashon here that someone says. Look in the Vahala. First word is Vahala. Kvar kovu chova al atzmam shalotei shum isha shenises pam achas liish beli adlochas beiz neiros. That perhaps the minig is that even though she's bnei bayis, that since she was once married, she should continue to light. So it's not so simple, because you could say that she's now bnei bayis and now she's back like being a single girl. Well, you could say that, but he says there was a minhag that anyone who was once married should still. And this has, like someone pointed out, has a lot of psychological implications also, when a girl is divorced, and how like Rabbi First from Chicago said, it depends how she views herself, etc. So it's a whole discussion. Okay. Oh, now let's get to the Hagdoras Ner, part 5. So my son is learning, he's learning in yeshiva and broyers, and they're doing Mishnayah Shabbos. So Mishnayah Shabbos by Mevelikin, he uses the all about Neiros and all pair of them. So I always try to tell him that, you know, there's a lot of times in modern Hebrew we use a certain word, and it doesn't mean that in Mishnaic Hebrew or Biblical Hebrew. And one example is the word ner. If anyone would ask you, what's a ner? You'd say a candle. A ner is a candle. So a ner is not a candle. A ner is a cup. A ner is a receptacle. That's what a ner is. It's the receptacle that you have the oil in it. That's what a ner is. And throughout Shas, that's what a ner is always referring to. It's referring to the cup that has the oil. Oh, so there is a the Maralmi Prague wrote a sefer Ner Mitzvah on Inyanei Chanukah, and it's interesting sefer. Most of it is Hashkava. I mean, Rav Shechter once said, this is an example, that, you know, the Maralmi Prague today is known as a mystic, Baal Machshava. Rav Shechter pointed out, Bishaito, when he was alive, he was known for his psak, as a posek. Today we have Maral, posek, you know. But you'll notice there's a lot of Piskei Dinim that are brought in the Magen Avraham, and different poskim from the Maral. Usually we don't follow the Maral's Piskei Dinim. Even though he has a lot of Piskei Dinim in I'll give you an example. One that he has, he says that you can wash your hands on Shabbos over the grass. You take a cup of water, wash over the, so that in Shulchan Aruch it says you can't even eat mashke on the grass because we're afraid you're going to spill it by mistake. He says no, it's fine. Take a cup of water, go out, have your picnic in the backyard on Shabbos, and you can wash Netilas Yadayim on the grass. Why does he say that? Because he says like this. You know, it's the question is, you mashke the zeraim, you mashke the grass. It should be an issur d'oraisa. So the Maral says in the Gur Aryeh in Masechta Shabbos, he says like this. He says it's a davar she'eino miskaven. You want to wash your hands. You don't want to. It's a psik reisha. He says psik reisha is only by a malacha that's happening right now.
like when you drag the thing, you're digging it right now, or when you cut the tarnagolas. But if it's some malacha that's malacha la'achar zman, that the, why is it? What, nothing's happening now. It's that you water it, that's going to get grow la'achar zman. He says any malacha la'achar zman, there's no din of psik reisha. That's his chiddush, and so it's against the Shulchan Aruch. But that's what he says. Then he has a famous psak in Hilchas Pesach, where he says that what if you only have egg matzah for the Pesach Seder? You only have egg matzahs, matzah shira. You're not yotze. Zokta Maral mi Prag, no. He says there are two mitzvahs. There's lechem oni and there's mitzvahs matzah. So lechem oni you won't get, but you'll still get a kiyum of matzah. It's still matzah. The Mogen Avraham says no. The matzah has to be lechem oni. If it's not lechem oni, it's not matzah. Maral mi Prag says two separate mitzvahs. Oh, so here he has a chiddush as well. To take in halacha, which page 33, which we usually don't follow. And he writes Azoy. Ha'echad masherov ha'olam nogim lasos neiros shal shava lahadlikbo. He says, right, everyone's using the wax candles. Chutzman osam amdakli v'haglim shemen zayis. Neishu zecher l'neis shanase beveis ha'miknush. Kvi anira shu posol l'ner chanaka l'gamre. Wow, that's pretty... Again, we don't follow this... we follow other shitas, but that's his shita. It's puzzle. The Maral's shita is puzzle. The lo nikra ner klal. Rak zeh nikra ner shenosnim Hashem and bekli. As we said before, a ner is you put the shemen in the kli. That's what a ner is. Umanichem sham hapsila shezeh nikra ner. But if you loka shekorchem hashava al hapsila, in other words, if you take a wick and then you surrounded by wax, he says that's not a ner. That's what? That's an avuka. Usually we assume avuka means you have multiple psilas. He says no. Like Rav Gutman explained, anything that after you has the receptacle with the wick, that's a ner. So this is not a ner. So you can't say lahadlik ner shal chanukah on. So that's a big. So we don't. We don't normally assume like this. I mean, we permit people to use, even though we encourage if you get the oil, but that's an interesting psak. But it's based on what we normally consider throughout Shas. That's in there. The Beis Yitzchok has a discussion, and this is really requires its own, about whether you can light Ner Shabbos from electric. Here on page 35, the Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkis, he says, "Yedovrim yochel levarach al gas licht, or electric licht, lahadlik ner shal shabbos tfianit yochel levarach." So he thinks that you can, that you have a filament there, and you have, and that's considered like. Whatever those words are, so that's considered like the filament is considered, and the kli there, and the filament that gets glows up, that's considered like in there as well. There are poskim that say therefore. This is Shabbos. He's going to talk about Chanukah in a second. Rav Abadi told me he has a Masorah from Rav Aaron Kotler that he permitted in Lakewood. In his day, Rav Abadi told me to even make bracha on fluorescent lights, even though for Shabbos, for Ner Shabbos, because he held that, Rav Abadi said, as long as it's Meir, you know, because as we said, Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis, is, you know, there's two dinim, Shalom Yikashel, Beitzim, Vavonim, you shouldn't trip, etc. So there are poskim that want to be mechalik between the incandescent and the fluorescent, because but his Masorah, Rav Abadi's told me from Rav Aaron Kotler, is even to make it on fluorescent. So that's why I always tell my wife when we go away for Shabbos, we make so we get a cheder miyuchad. So therefore we madlik in the cheder miyuchad. like in the bathroom, it turns on the light, and therefore, so that's the Iker Adin. You go away, no one's lighting for you because you went away with your family. You light, so you're not going to take fire in the Cheder of Yuchad. Burn down the house, all. So so my wife will turn on the light in the bathroom and make the bracha, or in some other room in our Cheder Miyuchad, in the side room or whatever, and we'll make a bracha, even though a lot of times B'zman Hazeh, it's fluorescent. But Ravadi said we could make on that. So that usually, you know, is the safest. But the thing is, so a lot of times that's what I tell people. They go away to a hotel, not to light, because a lot of times they light in this room where they keep the candles, and you're not using those candles for anything. So the only thing is, sir, a lot of women, you know, they can't psychologically understand that you can turn on the light and make a broch on that. They need to do like Rabbi Willig once said, in a different context, you know, there's certain kulas, there's a kula she'ena tzibur yicholim lamod ba, you know, that they can't. So you have to know what the person is. So my wife, I already trained her that you can, you know, in situations where we're going away and it's going to be a question of safety, that we can even, like everybody said, we can even light on the electric. Not everyone, you know, the different shittas, not everyone holds from that. And then he writes by Neris Chanukah, he says, the further down, the first one was Iker. Ner Chanukah einu yotzei lo bel. So he said, but Ner Chanukah, he thinks not. He says you need Shemen Zayis, or it's not Pirsume Nisa, because you don't realize. Then the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh, that you have the electric, you know, so some say, but you don't have a shear in the thing. Most probably a lot of it has to do with that became part of, you know, the conservative movement's thing, and that's, you know. But so the Maisa, we usually, you know, somebody's in the hospital sometimes has this question or things like that. In the hospitals, they give out these, sometimes by some poskim hold that battery is better. Because battery, you have the whole, the whole shemen is there in the, because by Neiris Chanukah, you have to have the shear in the thing. So some say, well, electricity, you don't have to shear there, it's flowing in. Some say so, but it's flowing in, it should be the same. Some want to be made filled by batteries. Okay, but the mice, our minig is that we don't use it unless, you know, maybe in hospitals. I remember one Chanukah, I think my father was in the hospital, and they were giving out, in Maimonides in Brooklyn, they were giving out these electric menorahs. Whether they were giving him out to make a bracha or not, that's a different shaila. Oh, so that's now. What's the din? Shabbos Chanukah, page 36. Very fascinating halacha in the Ramban. So our minig is what, that when you light Neiris Chanukah, so what, a Neiris Shabbos, so we light Neiris Chanukah first, because we're mekabel Shabbos with the Neiris Shabbos, so we light Neiris Chanukah first. And then we light Neiris Chanukah. So it's interesting that the Rishonim, many Rishonim didn't hold from that. Look in the Ramban. He says like this, Mashmali da'af lahadlik amrina makdimin ner beso l'ner Chanukah. That you should light Neiris Shabbos first. Why? Shekol ha'todya v'amishubach b'chaveru kodem l'chaveru. He says because todya v'sheinu todya kodem. The Bahag is the one who created this invention that Neiris Shabbos Yimakabel Shabbos. Pashat Pshat, Neiris Shabbos doesn't mean Yimakabel Shabbos. You're doing it L'Kovet Shabbos, but who says that means therefore you Makabel Shabbos with the Neiris Shabbos? So the Bahag, he was the one who said that you should be Makabel Shabbos with the Neiris Shabbos. And
the women who say the bracha after Kabbalah Shabbos, after lighting, that's all from the Bahag?
Yeah, so that's from the Bahag, right. Because the Rambam says no, it should be over L'Asiyasim, like you do any... like the other Rishonim seems to say,
I think maybe the Rambam has a Beferish, if I'm not mistaken. I have to look to see. But they, right, the same Shaila. Whereas the women light afterwards because they're Mekabel with the Bracha, but that's only assuming you're Mekabel with the Bracha. If you're not Mekabel with the Bracha, then the Bracha really should be first. But the idea is that you're Mekabel Shabbos. That was the bag. The Pashup Shad is that you're doing Hachonis L'Shabbos, L'Kovet Shabbos. But the fact that you say that this is also Kabbalah Shabbos, that was the Bahag's invention. So the Ramban didn't hold from this, such a thing. So that's why the Ramban says that when you light Neiros Shabbos Chanukah, you should first light the Shabbos Licht comes first. And then the Chanukah. But we follow the minigas to follow the Bahag, so that we're Mekabel Shabbos with Neiros Shabbos. So if you're Mekabel Shabbos with Neiros Shabbos, then Fashteitzach, you have to light the Chanukah licht first, because if you're Mekabel Shabbos. But you see, but that was. You know, certain. It's interesting. The Bahag, certain shitas of the Bahag became like normative, even though they were maybe a das yochid. Say, for example, Sfiras Oimer. This idea we all know. You forget one day, you're finished, right? You can't count with a brach anymore. None of the Rishonim held from that, but the Bahag held from that, and then the Shulchan Aruch Paschal like that. So that became the normative psak. So it's interesting how. Certain shitas that are not necessarily what the other Rishonim held, but the Mechaber decided to paskel. Especially the Mechaber is very machmir when it comes to bracha levatola. You know, the Mechaber shita is that a woman can't make bracha mitzvah seseh shazan groma, and the Sfardim later can't make halal bracha and halal and rosh chodesh, it's only a minug. Because when it comes to bracha levatola, the Mechaber was very machmir. The Ramor was very makel. The Ramah says, like Tosis, that bracha levatola is only a derabbanan. Because you say, bor priya eitz, even though I'm not eating, it's still true. Bor priya eitz. So it's still a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, be derabbanan, it's not right to do it unless you're eating the apple now. So the Tosis says the whole thing of bracha levatola is only a dinder. Any bracha you're going to say is true, even though you don't need it now. It's still true, so it's still shevach HaShem. So the Rabbeinu Tam says it's all the Rabbanon. All bracha levatola is only the Rabbanon. So Mamela, that's why the Ramah is makel for the women, that the women can make a bracha on the lulav if they want, and we make bracha on the halal and rosh chodesh, what Ashkenazic Jewry does, and the Sfardim they follow the Rambam and they're more machmir on a bracha levatola. Okay. Okay, so just to conclude with some just midli da agada, we know that the Neiros Chanukah are the Lamed Vav Neiros, the 36 Neiros we have in the Chanukah is the Svarim of Neis Oskar, and others refer to the Or Agonos, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so he created with a special or. And it lasted for 36 hours, because it lasted created Adam on Friday, and Friday night, and Shabbos, so it lasted for 36 hours. That's why Rav Yonasan Eibshitz says that's why Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta, because there was no Shkia Sachama that between that Friday. That Friday and that Shabbos, when Adam was created, the or was Meshamish for the 36 hours straight. And then once Motzai Shabbos came, that's when it was dark for the first time. So that's the Ner of Chanukah is so. Sometimes we have the ability to get that or Hagonas, the original or, back, and that's the Lamed Vav Mesechtas of Torah Shabbal Peh is also part of the, we can glean the Ner Hagonos and the Oros of Chanukah is the 36 Neiros from those, was the original Or that we got that was lacking, and Shabbos also is the time where the
where the Torah was given, Kuli Alma to Nitna Torah Ella B'Shabbos. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and therefore we Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's what the Mishnah says in Midos. Farsu Chomos Migdolai V'Timu Kol Hashmanim, that they put 13 pierces in the Sorig. That was the Sorig was the divider from where the Goyim couldn't go any further past the Sorig. They wanted to break down that divider, so they bid 13 pierces in the Sorig to try to break down that partition. And the Sfarim write that the 13 is the 13 Yud Gimel Midos in Torah the Dreshes Bohem, because that was the chiluk between the Yidden and the Goyim, is that we have the Torah Shebaal Peh. That was Lo Nichrus Abris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael and the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why we keep it Baal Peh, so the Goyim shouldn't be able to copy it. That's the special bris that we have between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, is Dafka with the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the first Maimer Rav Hutna has in Pachas Yitzchak, is that Chanukah is about the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the first Yontif that's not in Chazal, because that's the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the Chanukah is the glean, the Oris that we're missing from the original Or Hagonos, that we're not getting anymore. We can retrieve to a certain degree through the Or Hagonos, through the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's the Yud Gimel, and that's what we try to make sure to, you know, the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, he says that, quotes I think from the Belzer Rebbe, he says, Latka, what is a Latka? It's in the Yiddish word Lata. Lata is a patch, and they look like patches, because we have to patch up those Yud Gimel Pirtzos that we have, because to show that we're different, we have there's a gvul that in this world today a lot of the non-Jewish ideas, non-Jewish values creep up into the Jewish community themselves, and Chanukah is about making that gvul, and that's what Shabbos is about. Osi beni veinechem koi sheshavas es chayev misa. And Chanukah also is that special thing that there's a gvul that they wanted the Sorig. That's where the Goyim could walk until, not past. They wanted to break that boundary, and that we have to reinstate those pirtzos. And that's the latkes, the lata is those patches to patch up those pirtzos. That in the world today have a lot of different ideas that creep in into the Jewish community that are not from our Mesorah, not part of our tradition, not part of, and they come from the non-Jewish culture, and even in frum people, we live in a non-Jewish world, and all these ideas are coming. So that's what Rabbi Shutrisky began with, that we take a secular holiday and we're Mekadish the whole, and we take this opportunity to learn the whole morning. We're going to daven mincha now. So it means that we learned the whole morning. So Baruch Hashem, that should give us a chizuk, and that should bring the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mheiru v'yomeinu.